There are a lot of people that haven't worked regularly with Bill, but have worked a lot of shows with him and get to usually sing a song together with him. And their voices really match well. I remember hearing them at the DJ convention together in 1964 singing this song, and it's something I don't think you'll forget. Let's welcome Bill Harrell.
Pleasure to sing with the king of bluegrass music, Mr. Bill Monroe, and we're going to be working a lot together on Bill's festivals. And
there was one lead singer that stayed with Bill longer than any other, and they had a unique sound together. He's still one of the biggest boosters of bluegrass music today. He recorded songs like Uncle Penn, Memories of Mother and Dad. Oh gosh, I can hardly read off the whole list, but there is something very special about this sound. They had a way of moving their voices together in a very unique way. Now, the first song they're going to sing together, Bill, this song, Memories of Mother and Dad. I remember when we went up to Rosine about 7 years ago, you took me out to the graveyard and we looked at those tombstones and, well, you got the words right off there. Why don't you tell folks about how you came to write that?
These words was on my father and mother's tombstones there in Rosine. And I started to work them in the course of the song. And in writing, the song is near about my father and mother that I could. Memories of Mother and Dad.
Now let's welcome out here two of the people that recorded that song with Bill and worked with him for many years. Vassar Clemens on the violin, fiddle, and Jimmy Martin. Let's make them welcome.
Some
Tunes that got recorded about that time, and a lot of them are on that Bluegrass Instrumentals record. Vassar played lead on them. There was the Brown County Breakdown.
Yeah, Brown County, TV.
Is Kenny out there, Kenny Baker? Can you join us on the Brown County Breakdown?
Rock yeah.
Since we're in Brown County.
I told you to know that Silver Spur is responsible.
Responsible for getting you up here.
Yes, that's right.
There's a song that Bill and Jimmy recorded that that has also that special sound. I don't think there's anyone else that can quite sing it the way Bill and Jimmy did. And I'd be interested in knowing how you happened to write this song, Bill. It's got that special sound that some of your really weary, lonesome songs have.
Keep
it's
talking.
The first Whippoorwill.
Keep talking.
Well, I could picture this this girl was going to leave, you know. He wrote about this boy. Then you fellas behave yourself here. And she would be gone, she would leave him, you see, by the time the first whippoorwill would sing. So the story comes on down, you see, and it tells you that's the end of it there, of the story.
Played on called Tall Timber.
Where's our guitar player?
We need a guitar player and bass player up here.
Keep up, Jimmy
Martin played on it, but he's disappeared. Such occasion, the fellow we're about to welcome up on the stage, Ralph Stanley, had that opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you very much, folks. We'd like to do a song here, I think one of the finest songs that Bill ever wrote, called I'm On My Way Back to the Old Home.
About another tune, I'd like to mention, Bill, I remember the time that we were up in Rosine, you came walking up that hill and you said that you wrote that song about the first time you came back home. You know, Bill was the youngest of how many children were there, seven?
Eight children.
And your parents died when you were still quite young, right?
Well, my mother died when I was 10 years old and my father died when I was 16.
And then you went away and first time you came back home, you...
Well, I'd been away 5 years, I believe is the way that it was. And when I'd come back and I was going this old road, you know, that we had that would lead up to our old home place, well, I expected, you know, there'd be a light there that night when I got there, because I thought my brothers were still living there, but they was gone, there was no light there, everybody had moved away. So I wrote this song, I'm on my way back to the old home.
You really remembered that. I think it's interesting to remember that a lot of the power that's in Bill's music comes out of the strength of his memories, and that the thing that we really found out in talking over a number of years is that Bill remembers many, many more things than a lot of people seem to about their childhood. Not only sounds, but just the strength of some of their feelings. And if you can imagine the power of just coming back to your home after not having been there for 5 years and for the first time seeing it all dark, everyone's gone. And that memory lasted about 20 some years before you ever wrote that song, didn't
yes,
it, Bill?
Sir. Yes.
Ralph, have you got a...
Yeah, what about all known?
On and on hasn't been done, no. Okay.
if she ever thinks of me.
The next two fellows that are coming out on the stage worked with Bill 10 years apart, one of them in the late 40s, the other in the late 50s. And there is another special sound in bluegrass that only happens when these two fellows sing together. And they'll do a duet and then a quartet, and joined by Bill Yates on the bass. Let's welcome Bill Emerson on the banjo and Mac Wiseman.
When my Savior reached down
If Howdy Forrester is here, Howdy Forrester, would he come backstage? Now, there have been many well-known banjo players with the Bluegrass Boys. This man is probably about one of the best known of them, and he was the second really well-known banjo player to be associated with Bluegrass. And on the very night that his predecessor left, he appeared right up on the stage, and just as he just did now. Let's welcome Don Reno.
Feels real good to be mixed up with the old cronies, Gary. And play together as always. One of the numbers that I always enjoyed singing or hearing, Bill, was a number that you wrote, I guess, and made famous. And I know this is one of my mother's favorite songs, Mansions for Me. There's folks building homes as sweet as can be. They're living their yards and planting the trees. But my little heart, I'll just let it be. For Jesus is big.
Jesus is building a mansion for me. getting ready to moon with me on that day.
Mansion for me.
Mansion for me.
There's a mansion for me.
A mansion for me. Lived by my Lord beyond Calvary. But my
The number that Lester and me are going to sing for you here is really an old-time entitled Rollin' My Sweet Baby's Arm, Key Bay Boys.
I ain't going to work on the railroad, ain't going to work on the farm. Lay around my shack till bed, drink it back, and rollin' my sweet baby's arm. Rolling my sweet baby's arm, rolling my sweet baby's arm. Here I'm a shack, tail bell ring, come back, and rolling my sweet baby's arm. Now, where was you last Friday night while I'm a flying jail? Walking the streets with another man, couldn't even call my bell. Rolling my sweet baby's arm, rolling my sweet baby's arm. Lay around my shack till the bell rang, come back, and rolling my sweet baby's arm. I know your parents don't like me, they drove me away from your door. Had my life to go there, never go there anymore. Rolling my sweet baby's arm, rolling my sweet baby's arm. Lay around my shack, tail bell ring, come back, and I'm rolling my sweet baby's arm.
Thank you.
Just let your thoughts turn black once more, if you will, to our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just to listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill.
It has really been a long, long time since that Fred and me had sung together. A great man and a great singer, and has done a lot for bluegrass music back in the early days when it should have been done. It's really a pleasure to have Lester Flatt and his boys on the Bluegrass Festival up here. And it's good to sing with him again. It's been a long time. I don't know how many years since Lester and me have sung together. But it's good to be on the same show with him, and it's good to be singing with him again. The numbers like Little Cabin Home on the Hill, Will You Be Loving Another Man, Sweet Archie Dummy Wrong, numbers that he wrote, it's really been a great number. Back to Ralph Rensselaer.
Bill, I thought you'd invite Bud out here, Bud and Kate.
Yes, sir.
From WSM, we can have a few words and then a jam session. Well, Bud, you want to take it over from here?
Yes, thank you, Ralph. What you saw here a moment ago is something that hasn't happened in a long, long time. I think about 26 years. And Kenny Baker said backstage, he said, that's the darndest thing that's happened in country music that I've seen, or in anybody's country music, for that matter. Bill Monroe tells me that the conclusion of this festival here will be a jam session. And I think we all know what a jam session is. That's where everybody gets together and keeps real busy, as they have been up here, but they do it all at the same time. And Kenny's rounding them up out there right now. Let's have a nice round of applause for Bill Monroe.
Thank you, sir. Oh, this has been a great festival here. It's been wonderful. A lot of my friends have been here, people that's here to heard us play. We've had entertainers here that really worked right in together on this festival 100%. They all drawed a lot of people out. And it's good to have them here, and I'm looking forward to another festival next year, the third weekend in June. So don't forget that, keep that in mind, and you will hear me announce it on the Grand Ole Opry. But if you've registered, I will send you a card or a letter telling you the date. And you will also see it in the Bluegrass Unlimited. So keep that in mind, how to keep up with the Bluegrass Boys. If you want to be a member of my fan club, you can see Glenn Mary. He's here in the audience, and he's from the state of Oklahoma. He's the president of my fan club, and we'd like to have you to join the fan club while you're here.
Bill, perhaps you can say a word about Bluegrass Unlimited. I know a lot of people have seen up in the back of the field this afternoon and all week a white trailer and a table in front of it. Now, Bluegrass Unlimited is a monthly, I guess it is, magazine for people interested in bluegrass, and anyone who wants to know when there's a bluegrass group coming through his area, there's a listing of current bookings for most of the best-known bands. You can subscribe to it by just going to the back of the field right there where there's a big trailer, and talk with Pete Kuykendall or Marion, his wife, sign up for Bluegrass Unlimited and get it every month, know when people are coming through. There's also a listing of festivals available back there somewhere. Fred, is the Bluegrass for the summer? What? I can't hear you. At Kenny Baker's record table, there's Mule Skinner News listing of summer festivals. So both of those publications are worth supporting if you're a supporter of Bluegrass, and you ought to subscribe to them.
Joe and Ron, you're supposed to meet them back on the hill. There's a fella come backstage and says, have Joe and Ron meet them back on the hill. They're ready to go, okay?
Paul?
Here's a set of keys we found.
Here's a set of keys that we have found.
Some fine banjo picking and fiddling, the Lonesome Road Blues.
Let's go with the banjo, boys.